my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening to Revival Time on Monday, the last Monday in July. Oh my goodness, time is flying by. It's going to be a great broadcast together, Genesis chapter 36. I know whom I have believed. It's an old song. It's a great song, a great hymn of the faith. Let's play it for you right now. I know whom I have believed. Do you know?
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word brought peace within my heart. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day, unto him against that day.
Well, thank God that I know whom I have believed, and I know that you know, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm so glad for saving faith. I'm glad that that saving faith does not rest upon my righteousness, but it's all his righteousness. And I thank God for that. I'm thankful that you're listening today. I'm hoping that you're having a great summer. You know, summer is a great time to get caught up on things. And I've been working all this spring and summer on getting caught up around the house, washing the house, cleaning the house, fixing the house, my sheds, getting them all ready for the fall season of the year. And I hope that you have done the same. I hope you're fertilizing your grass if that's what you need to do. But whatever you have to get done, let's get it done in the summertime so that when we come fall and winter, you can enjoy the season. Hard to believe that this year is going so quickly. I want to play one more song for you today. He loves to save. I'm so thankful that I know whom I believed, and I'm so very grateful that I can say that he loves to save. God wants to save to the uttermost. That's why missions is so important. Sending missionaries around the world, around the globe, to reach the lost for the message of Jesus Christ. And here's the group to sing for us today. He loves to save.
shepherd with so many in the fold. But our Savior weeps for every sheep out on the hillsides rough and steep, wandering in the darkness and the cold. 'Cause he loves to save, he loves to rescue from the grave. Save me from the consequence of sin. And yet he chose to walk that road, to suffer and to die alone, so that one day I'd be found and taken in. 'Cause he loves to save, he loves to rescue from the grave.
Find ourselves today in Genesis chapter 36, and Genesis 36 is the generations of Esau, and we get to verse number 7, for their riches, okay, we're talking about money, and this is Jacob and Esau, and their riches were more than they might dwell together. I'm going back to chapter 26. Isn't it amazing that, you know, it all works out in time, folks? Most of our problems develop around money. Why is money such a divider? I've got family members that I know of, and some in this church, some outside of this church, that are suing one another over wills. That's crazy. That's ludicrous. I've got family members threatened to sue one another. What are you thinking about? It's always about money. Money. Let money. A man of God, he can't be involved for filthy lucre's sake. You got to be very careful. Here in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse number, verse number 31. And Genesis 26:31, and it came to pass, verse number 31, and they rose up betimes in the morning and swear. And it came to pass the same day Isaac's servants, and we have found water. And here it is where I'm going back to chapter 25, verse 20, here we go. And they entreated the Lord for his wife. And verse 27, the boys grew, and Isaac loved Esau. And Esau said, verse 31, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die. And what profit shall my birthright be to thee? And Jacob swear to me, saying, this day. And he swear unto him, and he sold him his birthright. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage and lentils. And he did eat and drink, and they rose up and went their way. But Esau despised his birthright. He despised it. He said, my brother ripped me off. So you get to chapter 27. And you get to chapter 27, and this is the story of mom and dad that worked against one another for Jacob and Esau. And the Bible says, come near my son, verse 26, kiss me, and he smelled him, he blessed him. The blessing went to Jacob instead of Esau. And in verse 32, and Isaac, his father, said, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Isaac. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly. He said, who are you? And Esau heard the words of his father and he cried with a great, why? He says, my brother, he's taken from me advantage twice now. And they divided one another. And now their riches were more than they might dwell together. They couldn't even dwell together. They said, we got so much, 25 years later, we got so many riches, we can't even live together. What seemed so important was not important. You know what was important? That they could be brothers and family and have birthdays and watch the birth of their sons and daughters and aunts and uncles they become. But they missed all that. They missed all of it. In fact, they had to introduce themselves who they were when they who are these people with you? Well, they're your nieces and nephews. How sad. How sad that they threw away their life over money. What's so important in your life today? You know, Mrs. Treber and I, we were pastoring this church for years, and we were married 18 years, and God never let us buy a house. We just didn't have the money. And then God provided literally a miracle that we could buy our house, but we didn't have anything fancy. We didn't have fancy furniture. We had nice furniture. It was clean furniture, but nothing fancy. We didn't have a fancy house. It was a clean house, a nice house. But we didn't really have anything. It was an old house. But God in his providence in time let us buy. And we had both established in our heart, if God never lets us buy, we want this church. If God never lets us stop from being renters, we want this church. You know, so many of you are so tied up with your 401ks. I don't know if that's even an issue anymore, 401. Maybe it's 403 or it's 4-something. But you're so wrapped up in your retirement accounts. I've got preachers that are thinking about retiring in their 50s. What are you thinking? My goodness, go into ministry and go for a lifetime. I'm hanging on to my ministry. I tell you, I love it. And just keep serving God as long as I have a half of mine. I can deceive my people with my half of mine. As long as I got a half of mine and I've got my health and my strength, I'm going to serve God with my life. And child of God, the Bible says they couldn't even dwell together. They missed out on everything. Why? Over money. Hold these things, hold money with a loose hand. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Well, I missed out on the will. Well, you missed out. No big deal. Father, help us to be good Christians with money. Help us to invest in eternity. Lay not up for ourselves treasure on earth, but lay it up in heaven. I pray that you would bless our listeners today with their money. May we give as much as we can to the cause of Christ where we have the opportunity. We ask this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.